It's Madison Chase, and we are talking HBO Insecure final episode, season number one. But stay tuned because we're talking episode eight. There's season number two, and we got somebody in the house. Keep watching. Chad, you gotta wipe yourself down.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh. What's going on, everybody?
All right. So, yes, I'm like kind of sad.
I know.
I'm sad. Like, I feel like this is like Christmas came early, but you like opened your gifts and like, you're like, you're sad. It's a good gift, but now you like.
Well, look, they already started on season two. As long as I can see that happening.
Today. I know. Season two.
As long as I can see that happening.
Season two.
Am I supposed to be able to hear y'all?
You can't hear us? Uh-oh. You need to turn your...
I'm just messing with you. That's crazy. That's terrible. That's how you know they don't know what this stuff working on. They're like, y'all believe me. That's crazy.
That was fantastic.
You tried it, brother. You tried it.
Yeah, that was good.
Black Hollywood Live, so I get it.
All of y'all. It's the commitment.
It is the commitment. We are committed. So I'm Madison Chase, and you can find me on Twitter at Madison Chase Fit, and my beautiful and talented and smart co-host.
Hey, I am Paula Bryant Ellis. MIT is in the house
today, representing.
Woo-hoo. You can reach me on Instagram or Twitter, P. Bryant Ellis.
What's going on, everyone? You can find me. Welcome back. It's the last episode, but you can find me on all social media handles as Cortez G. West.
That's right. And we can't forget about our amazing. He's been having us dying laughing in here. Yes, you have. You don't know what you were saying? Okay, we've had some great conversations.
I refuse anything you say prior to this interview.
Okay, yes, nothing was said. So please introduce yourself and tell us where we could find you on social media.
I'm Neil Brown Jr., and you can find me at the number one, Neil Brown Jr., at Twitter.
At Twitter. Yeah. Okay.
And the same thing for Instagram.
Instagram, too? Yeah. Okay, excellent. So we have a lot to talk about. So this episode is called Broken as... Flipper! Flop, 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 flop. So, before we get into that, we have to do our faux pas shoe cam. We got to see them shoes. And they are quite nice.
Nice, y'all
trying to kiss these?
We trying to catch your kicks.
That's crazy.
In the camera? Yeah. Can we get those? Maybe. You might have to kick your leg.
What do I got to do?
Damn.
Y'all want me to raise my BAM! Wow, get these smiley boxes. I'm flexible. I do yoga.
You've been taking yoga. Hot Bikram.
Bikram yoga. Y'all get down with the Bikram?
Yeah, that Bikram is off the chains. Really? They say it's not good for you. Some people say it's not good for your internal organs, but that's a whole other story. We're talking about the show.
Yes.
Okay.
And what a show.
And what Paula's head was hurting on that last scene. Look, we're gonna get
there. My eyes are still hurting from last night.
Yeah, she put them on.
Like no mother should have to see that.
The funny part is every time I see something like that with Jay, I'll be like,
know it,
oh, yeah. I know. I'm like, oh, I know.
You just think about Paula, you like,
really drilled it too.
Wow.
But he was very respectful.
Huh?
What?
We got like,
no. Like, I mean, for what I did, she was like, he was so respectful. He was so professional. He was so professional.
In that scene.
And I was like, yeah, because he's a stand-up guy. He's a mensch.
Yeah. Okay. I had to duck down behind someone.
He killed it.
Yeah, I was kind of like, oh, my
God.
It should have been. It should have been like,
girl, I see your boy doing that.
I'm surprised she didn't jump up. That's my baby.
Yeah, that's what you should have done. You should have. You better work it.
No, that would
he
be.
He get his rhythm from me. That's crazy.
His timing, his rhythm.
I know, right?
Okay, so yeah, broken. I think I can't even think who was like the most broken.
Broken. Oh.
Like if you had to pick somebody who was the most broken on this show, out of Issa,
Molly.
Out of
Molly.
Molly.
I agree.
You think Molly?
Yeah.
Molly make me uncomfortable.
Does she?
Wow. I love Molly. Yvonne is amazing.
Yeah, she
but
is.
Like her character, the way they wrote her.
Yeah.
I mean, and everybody knows that girl, like the successful, strong sister that's like, just, oh my God, baby, sometimes just shut up and just let the dude just
Just leave.
Like, yeah. Like, he already told you, like, you know, mm-hmm. it's, yeah, yeah, I'm going to hit you up. And it's, yeah, but maybe you could just do it right now. And I'm
right
like,
now.
Stop it.
Right.
Less is more.
Right. Yeah.
Less is more.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you don't need it. She don't need nobody.
Yeah.
But she seems awfully needy.
Yeah.
Which she shouldn't be. She's too perfect. Too
I thought she was the most broken.
Yeah.
I did. I agree with you. Yeah.
Was she the most broken?
Well,
I
and then,
know.
Hey, my boy
Lawrence,
was
like
Lawrence
the
is
most
cracked.
Broken. For
Lawrence
real.
Is so broken that he went outside of himself to
yes.
go do something that he would
he would never
do. Like, he would never do.
Absolutely, and I said that too. Like we talked about this before the show is Boomerang because mm-hmm. in episode 7 they talked about Boomerang mm-hmm. Eddie Murphy's character. So remember Halle Berry's character when she was kind of like. You know, the docile, the mm-hmm. sweet girl. Like, she was kind mm-hmm. of who
yeah,
Lawrence was.
Yeah.
And then when you flip the script and he broke her heart, mm-hmm. love should have brought your home
yeah.
last
yeah.
night.
She turned real cold.
Yeah,
she turned real cold.
Some of her best work.
And some of her best work.
Yeah.
But she turned into who we see Lawrence is on this episode. Like, no, I'm not going to be the nice guy. You see him trying to be the nice guy with the stripper. You see him trying to be the nice guy when you call him and say, oh, you're the R&B dude who tells
yeah, you're the
all
R&B
your...
dude.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's one of the things that Chad before... Chad just seems like not human at some point.
He's crazy.
That guy, right? Mm-hmm. But that was the part to show that, you know, he does have some heart, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? He loves that about Lawrence.
Yes.
You know, he loves that he's the one that has a heart.
Yeah.
He said it, my heart pumps cold.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. I don't
yeah.
mean for it to be that way. It just is. Man, don't got no feelings.
You know? One of my favorite lines for you is in, I think it was episode 3 when you were telling him you were engaged and you were getting married. You guys were at the Waffle House at
yeah.
Roscoe's. And I thought it was hilarious because your analogy of how committed you were was that you took her to the airport. You
yeah.
said, I took her to
yeah.
the
That's
airport.
Deep.
And that was so deep.
That's
like that
think
was
about
such
it,
deep.
That's deep.
I know. And I fell out laughing because I thought, okay, so if you live in Los Angeles, California, and you have to go to LAX, like that is really a commercial.
And it could have been like right in the middle of, you know, thick traffic. You know what I'm saying? It could have been 5 o'clock. I took
right.
it to the airport. Like
right.
that's how deep it was. Did you notice he
yeah.
took it to the airport?
Yeah.
yeah.
I didn't even realize that line was going to be like that until Jay and I were talking about it. And I was like, and we were just playing around with it, and then
mm-hmm.
I was like, "Yeah, that's like you saw how profound that is."
Yes,
Chad speaks knowledge. People
yes.
get on him.
He does.
These Chadisms is
he
what
does.
I like to call them. Chadisms is
mm-hmm.
you know they're smart. You,
yes.
you know when he was telling them like you said you didn't give a crap about Issa,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, "No, I forgot her birthday." Was that that's
oh,
the same
you,
thing?
It's same
that's
thing.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
if
right.
you think about
yes.
it,
yes.
Right.
You know, in the initial conversation, you didn't even realize if Chad was actually listening because he was too involved with the game. He's that dude.
Yeah.
But Chad's always listening.
And the other thing you said to him was, why don't you guys get yourself
together.
Yeah, that was
yeah.
great. That was a great
and handling your prenup and
the
divorce
at
the same time. That is
okay,
great time
so
management.
Now that one.
No, that's great time management.
Is that what? Great time
If you
management?
Think about it.
Said,
the thing about Chad is he does it. He has a really high IQ, right? And
mm-hmm.
he's just like ahead of people.
A machine.
So he's, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why he's like halfway done with the conversation before you open your mouth.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he is.
So, you know, he compartmentalizes things and puts stuff over here and over there, and he doesn't really feel his heart pumps cold.
Yeah.
So those emotions that will be involved with a decision.
Why do you say his heart? I don't think his heart pumps cold. Why do you say that?
He says it. I think he feels more than what he puts on, but
yes,
I think that
I would agree with that.
Ultimately
yes.
compartmentalizes
yes.
everything so nothing gets too close. You don't know what Chad is like at home. You know, he gets up at 4 a.m. before everybody. He's like, he only lets people see what he wants them to see.
How did you start to develop that character? Like, how did you get into Chad?
Well, I originally auditioned, tested for Jay's character.
Oh, Lawrence. Okay.
Yeah, for Lawrence. Mm-hmm. And then I went in.
That's what Elon said, too, when he was here.
Yeah. They know how to use their people. They know how to pick the right people.
That's
right?
smart.
And then so when they sent it to me, I was actually going in for another role for another show that I had tested for, my other show, Dirk Gently. And it was along the way, and they called me, and they were like, hey, we know you're going back in on this thing, but Insecure called, and they wanted to know if you would like to just come in to meet everybody again for this joint. And they sent it to me, and as soon as I read them, I knew the guy. I mean, I know Chad.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to remember what being a 20-year-old Neil Brown Jr. was like.
So that was you at 20?
That was the inspiration.
Not necessarily, but he did have certain
Chadisms
about him. Like, you know, keeping people here and, you know what I'm saying, keeping this, playing it close to the chest. Mm-hmm. And then I just played around with them and started thinking about actually Boomerang, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys, they actually feel really deep.
Yes.
But to avoid from being that soft guy and getting taken advantage of, they compartmentalize. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, that's what I did to get into his character. And they said, you know, he talk fast. And I was like, why does he talk fast? And I just started thinking about it. And I was like, oh, because he's real smart and he just, you know, bang, bang, bang. He just got to get it over with.
That's a control mechanism, too.
Yeah, absolutely. He's very controlling.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
He is. Yeah. He paid for everything. When they had the strip club and all that, that's his money.
That was his money. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. It may seem like, yeah, I care about this dude, but no, he's controlling the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
And
point.
That was
good
interesting, point. Too, when you guys were at the strip club. We'll go ahead and talk about that scene.
Yeah. By the way, I saw Halle Berry not too long ago. Great
Did
skin.
You? She has beautiful skin.
Great skin.
She's amazing.
Yes, she is. Shout out to Halle Berry.
But yeah, I thought it was interesting when we go back to like that boomerang scene when you talked about how, you know, he really didn't necessarily, you knew, because I think you made a joke. You're like, he ain't going to do nothing. He ain't going to do nothing with the girl.
Oh, you did, yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's not going to do that.
But he
first
actually.
First of all, if he would, I'd be paying for it. Second of all, he's too sweet for that.
Yeah.
Do
you think he was too sweet?
Yes.
Do you think he's too sweet, or do you think he's really in love with Issa?
Oh, that's what he means.
That's what he means.
That's
what he means.
Like, okay. Did you see that scene on the edge of the when they're on the on Chad's balcony, and like when he say, "Let's go to the club,"
yeah,
and then Chad like, "Oh, okay,"
right, you know what I'm saying? Right. I see what you're trying to do.
Immediately, that devil, he's a devil on the shoulder, right? You know what I'm saying? That wolf come out, and he's like, "All right, I'll do that. You ain't gonna do nothing, but I'm gonna do that for you, so you can feel better about yourself, and you feel like less of a." You know what you doing, but he didn't do it. He somebody tweeted out. He's like, I love Lawrence's his financial intelligence because instead of spending $200, he just hit the back hip and hit up old girl.
I was like, I saw that too.
Exactly.
I
saw that tweet.
He didn't plan on it though. That was like a spur. That's a product for man being broken and hurt and using that as an excuse or a defense. You know, going out and doing what he did with old girl. That was all anger.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely. I mean,
that wasn't like because he wanted it. That was like, I'm going to do this, you know? Bum,
to
bum,
get
bum.
Over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
to
but it's not going to work.
But he went to something he knew. He didn't go with old girl right there.
Nah, he wasn't going to do that. He's not that type
that's
of dude.
That's not him, right.
Yeah. That's why
right.
Chad was like, he's not at all. Right. As a matter of fact, that's the last thing Chad says. Not at all. He's not going to do nothing. No.
Which is so interesting because I was, you know, I watched this particular show with a guy friend of mine, and so watching him watch that scene, he was like, yeah, like that's what you're supposed to do. I was like, but really, when you look at like the positions, because me, I haven't had sex, I'm waiting until I get married. Mm-hmm. And so watching that scene, I was like, he is like, that position is so not intimate. It's so like what you see in porn, that like he was pulling mm-hmm. her hair and mm-hmm. it was like, like it was
he's
like
working out aggression.
Yeah, yes. It was aggression. Yes. There was no love, no intimacy, mm-hmm. no nothing. So I was like, she probably ain't gonna be back. She's the chick that you like
I'm gonna tell you what happened with dudes, right?
Okay,
we do
me.
That, and then we wind up getting wrapped up with the girl for a little minute, and then it being like, you know, you don't give up one problem for another set of problems. Men make that, men and women
make
do that
mistake.
But you can tell that she'll be in his life because if Tasha wasn't going to be in his life going forward or in some way, shape, or form, he would have went with the prostitute.
That's
or the
true.
Hooker
yeah.
or the
That's
dancer
true.
Or yeah. pole person, whatever
yeah, I
you
love
want to call her.
I would love to see her back. I mean, her character is not just a piece. I mean, she's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Outside of Issa, that would have been a great girl to date. She's
to
like,
date.
She's ambitious. She has ambition. Dominique's character. Yeah. Uh-huh. She has ambition.
She was encouraging.
You know, she's sweet and encouraging.
Yeah. She was.
You know? She was everything that Issa wasn't being at the time.
Yes.
And he saw
That's
that.
How
I, just
get,
saw, I just saw opportunist.
Why?
Well, no, yes. I think he
it
saw
was all
different.
That cleavage.
She
that
did not
the
know
I think
the cleavage.
Maybe that's just
yes,
how
she did.
Is.
Because think about it, their
Women
very
have
first
cleavage.
Conversation, but it's not out at the bank. But their very first conversation,
you obviously
she
been to Wells
knew. She knew too many intimate things about him. Mm-hmm. They had had conversations before.
Right. Yeah, but not about the girlfriend.
Right.
Not about Issa. They had never touched on that.
Because like,
when they went to lunch,
when they went to lunch, that's when it was got a little bit more into Issa. Remember when she had the hot sauce?
Mm-hmm.
And they sat down at the table.
Yes,
and that's when they had a little bit more, and he saw a different kind of Tasha. He was like, "Oh, okay, this girl could be cool if I was digging Issa."
Yeah, but I don't
when she came and tried to holler, she said, I got a girlfriend. She said, oh. Yes. Oh, my. Oh, she got shut down.
Yeah. But she came back.
But she came back.
But she came. Yeah. Exactly. She that's did. My. That's the opportunist. The opportunist came back for some batteries at the back of the store. After she passed 50,000 packs. What? Come on now. Come on now.
7-Eleven.
He's a cute guy.
But that was the opportunist. That's what I'm talking about.
That, you know.
Oh, you're saying she didn't ask. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
The
now,
first shutdown, when they were at the table, hot sauce thing, hee hee ha ha. And he says, I've got a girlfriend. If she wasn't an opportunist, she would have just ended it
there.
But
there's no telling what Lawrence told her.
You leave your gold on the side of the road. Exactly. Somebody going to come up and scoop
there's
it.
There's no telling what Lawrence told her either.
You know what I'm saying? If you handled it business, there wouldn't be no talking about
that. That makes you think about Joe. You dropped your dime. I picked it up. Yeah.
If you don't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you don't take care of it. Yeah. Look. And that's what happened. Look, there was something extra going on there, right?
Yes.
Because
yes,
some you didn't
sure.
even you didn't even pay attention to, because Issa was not paying attention to her
right.
man.
Oh. Absolutely.
And for the sake of her own selfishness, and for the
neither
sake
was
of,
her man paying attention to her.
What you talking about? He was paying plenty attention.
No, he wasn't. No, he was sitting on the
he
couch.
Was just comfortable though.
Women don't like
but
complacent
men.
Mm-hmm,
he wasn't going
there.
He wasn't going nowhere. Until they get a dude. Until they get a dude. That's all that, and then they stay
no
all
check.
Out.
A man with no check.
That is.
That you
is.
Are not paying me any. You're not doing right
what
by
happened
me.
When a woman don't have no check?
Take care of her.
See, that's a double standard. You caught that cut. That's a double standard right there.
There is a double standard.
That's
we
a double
talk
standard.
About, you're absolutely
don't
right.
Don't you both want to bring something to the table?
Yes. You do, but I think.
2015,
she can't
better.
Cook, she can't clean, and yeah. she ain't got a check.
Bye, Felicia. Oh.
Well, we're supposed to take care of
well,
her, right?
Oh neither was he. I mean,
what?
The apartment wasn't clean.
Guess
he wasn't taking care of her.
But he cooked the meal and had it all nice when she came
that
home.
That one time ooh. After he went and got pumped up by another woman.
Yep.
Come on now.
Sometimes that's
he
what it takes.
He got motivated
yeah,
by the wrong thing.
Sometimes
right.
that's what it takes.
Right.
But he did not initiate. What I'm saying is those issues you work it out with each other.
Yeah.
Once you step outside the marriage, once you step outside the relationship,
right.
that's a total different thing. I mean,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You
but
can work
what,
out
but that's
cook
what we were talking about earlier,
stuff,
right?
You know?
When
planting seeds.
When Lawrence, right, mm-hmm. got that attaboy from Tasha
yep.
the first time, right? It becomes a slippery slope
yep.
because he came home all pepped up and he yep. was cooking and everything because he had got an attaboy that he much needed from Issa, but he got it from somewhere else. And that becomes a slippery slope.
That's what I was talking about.
Same
the,
thing
the not
with
paying
Issa.
Attention because
yes.
Issa,
yes.
You know, because that was
with
a
Daniel.
Few episodes in already. She
right.
had already been,
she'd
she
already
kissed
got her
the dude
attagirl.
That night.
Right.
She's talking right. about she leaving him. And while she's doing that, she's not paying attention to what's going on, like with
that's
him
true.
And
that's
like
right.
outside of him. That's
no
why
doubt.
I tell dudes, like, they be, you know, stepping out on their lady and they think it's all cool and everything. I'm like, look, I know you're doing this, and I'm not your priest, but just so you know, while you're doing that,
mm-hmm.
she doing something.
Be careful
else.
That somebody, I know you don't think ain't nobody mm-hmm. paying attention mm-hmm. to her, but trust
somebody
me,
is,
it's
right.
a dude in the cut right now. She probably work with her,
right.
probably talk to
cut.
Her every
right.
day.
Right, in the cut, in the waiting. Cut.
And he being real sweet. He just
right.
like, yeah, oh
be
my
nice.
God, what are you talking
best
about?
Friend.
Just, I got this left
yeah.
right here. You want some?
Yeah.
Like, just a little conversation.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Now, that's interesting, too, because I'm not married, but when I do get married, I feel like that is like a conversation that you should have with your spouse. Like,
what
just in case you think about cheating, this is just me.
Here she go.
In the cut.
In the cut.
Just
that's
in
the
case you think about it, I'm going to let you know there's a couple of dudes on my roster that I would love to do it with. So,
that's terrible.
Just so we're clear.
Just so we're clear.
Just so we're clear. We got an email like that one time. But. But
she didn't. No, she didn't.
Yes. I think, what do you think? Because I almost feel like that's not normal conversation. But I think there are some people that get in relationships and that is an absolute deal breaker. Especially for men. When women cheat, that's a total deal breaker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But when men do it, women are kind of expected to like, just forgive them. Turn the other cheek. Not that cheek, but this cheek. You know. That's what I think. I think, what do you guys think about that? Like, cheating and the double standard of how it's kind of acceptable. And you guys were talking about it. Like, I think at the strip club, their friend was like, well, my grandmama, she stayed with my daddy, even though my grandfather and he had, you know,
my
a woman on the other side of town.
He had a
whole
other family.
Yeah, that was on the
if
other
you a kid,
town.
Look, I'm a kid from the 80s. If you were a kid from the 80s and your
right.
daddy got some outside kids, I don't know what was going on.
Right.
No. No. And, you know, it happened you know, that old school.
Absolutely.
It was very true. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's kind of new school too, because I still feel like there are people that
feel granddads like, are like 35 years old now, so
this is different.
True. Yeah, oh my God. Yeah.
You know, they still got a libido.
Look at Cortez's face.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So I feel like that double standard is really not fair. Like, I dated this guy and we, you know, he knew that I was waiting till marriage, and that was kind of the conversation. Like, he grew up in a very small town in Louisiana. He was kind of like, yeah, you know, if I bring home all the money and I'm making more money than you, I could do what I want to do. I'm like, just so we're clear, if we get married, I'm going to let you know.
Well, I mean, that comes from a place of insecurity.
Absolutely, it does. And control. And control.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times men, if they don't have what they want, they'll go out and use something else. Some people use drugs. Some people use women. Some people use a combination of both.
Of both, yeah.
To supplement what they're missing.
Yes.
You know, so if you guys are connected and love and you're best friends, which you should
be. Yes, which you should be.
And you were meant to be together, mm-hmm. not just for a season.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can get beyond all that other stuff, because you become, like, my wife is the woman of my dreams. Not to say that I haven't had my issues back in the past when we first got together.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's very easy to, you know, talk with her and be with her.
Yes.
And understand. She knows there's women everywhere. She's like, I know what you do. This job, I know. They're out
yes,
there, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Says,
look,
are they
don't
ever,
touch.
I know, that's ever. Right. She better
and,
let you know.
You know, she's a cold piece of work, my wife, mm-hmm. and something else. You know what I'm saying? But she is the woman of my dreams, like, mm-hmm. literally the woman of my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those outside things, I got everything that I want, and the stuff that I don't have, we're getting together and we're learning how to get it.
How to get
and
it
you
together.
You don't fall in love with someone. This is a false perception. You learn to love someone. You
I
fall
agree.
In lust. You fall in like. You like this person.
Mm-hmm.
But love is just sacrifice, hard work, and a lot of laughs in between.
That is so
you
true.
You better preach and
that
teach.
Is so
Pastor Neil Brown.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of trial and error.
Great.
But so, you know, you don't really know if you love someone until they really piss you off.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And do you want to still work at this in spite of
Figure
all
out.
That passivity?
The passivity. I love know? It.
But that's what the commitment is.
And
that's why so many people don't understand what marriage really is about, because you're absolutely right. Lust is not, has anything to do with relationships.
It looks
physical.
It's just
this phase. Yes. What you go, you could be less than 75 years old and everything's sagging and junk like that.
Right.
I feel those guys that go out for the 75 years old, that go for the 20-year-old
chick.
You playing yourself.
Yes.
So
right.
You playing yourself. What are you doing?
It's crazy,
right.
Isn't it? Yeah.
You know, you end up sad.
Yeah.
You end up sad.
And
out.
Lonely.
Yeah.
Even if you have someone, you're still sad and alone.
Yes.
Sad and lonely.
Yeah.
You're supposed to want to grow old with your help meet. You want to see your hair go gray. You want to appreciate
yes.
all those changes, all those different things
That's
that you
so
both.
True.
Because y'all can make
through.
Fun of each other like, your shoulder ain't working right.
Yes.
Mine ain't either, baby. Look, together we make one good person.
That's so funny. That's funny. My husband and I were
true.
Doing that the other day.
See?
So
he was aching. I was aching. I was like, what is up with this? We were just like going, what's happening? What's happening? But you do go through this evolution of things together. And it's really in those tough times that you figure out whether you love somebody or not. You're absolutely right.
Oh, absolutely. Because you're not going to get out of here alive, and you're not going to get out of here all right. You know, since
but so many people are so caught up in that the excitement of the moment,
yeah.
the fairy tale. Yeah, that's why you just constantly
immediate
see
Twitter
yes.
age.
Yeah,
yes,
Instagram.
I ain't no 144 characters. Yes. I can't handle it.
Right.
Yeah. yeah. I don't feel the way I used to, so it must be over. That's not a relationship. That's not a marriage.
Man.
That's not love.
Nah.
Yeah.
I so agree.
And it's unfortunate. I mean, we're all susceptible to fall down, but the thing about marriages is, man, you got to both. You got to be one to go on the same path,
mm-hmm.
you know, and be willing to compromise. No matter you don't really compromise in patience. You don't even understand the concept until you're at least 10 years in. You know what I mean? And
at
then
least.
You start like, okay, I see. You realize all the arguments, the little things that you were like, yo, I was stressing over that. Like, just think about high school. That's what I tell people that, like, you know, in their 30s. I was like, you remember high school where, like, everything was like, oh, my God, if this
mm-hmm.
happens. Now you think about that and it's like,
crazy.
Oh. I was absolutely insane. Same thing with your spouse. Same mm-hmm. thing with I love marriage. I think the living together is cheating because
yeah.
you know you
wow.
can jump out of that.
Yeah.
You know
wow.
you don't have
commitment.
To. You don't have
there's
to compromise.
No
you don't have to. You didn't sign a contract, money.
Walk
you
away
know
tomorrow.
Saying?
There's no commitment
That's
with
interesting.
That. I agree.
But,
it's an easy way.
You know, it's each his own. Mm-hmm. I just I saw my piece of gold, so I just grabbed her up as soon as I could.
I love it.
She actually grabbed me.
She grabbed you?
She grabbed me.
That's
I was walking down
know.
The hall.
And what
so
grade
you
said?
She grabbed me.
In high school?
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, look at your face. It lights up. He's like, yeah.
No, I saw her on the bus.
So sweet. You saw her on the bus.
I saw her on the bus. I got on the bus. Mm-hmm. She did not belong on my bus.
You were like, that's the wrong bus.
I thought it was like a Puerto Rican girl on my bus. I'm from the hood. I'm the lightest thing there. You know, everybody knew I belonged, but she didn't belong. I was like, who you? What's your name? She wouldn't talk to me. She wouldn't pay attention to me. She kept looking out the window. And then I asked her name. She told me. She did. And then I started telling my name, and she said my nickname. If you know my nickname, it means you know me. And I couldn't believe it. So it was like a shock. And I kept trying to talk to her on the bus. She looking out the window. And then I finally said, you got a boyfriend? And that's when she said, yes, I do. You might know him. His name is David Alvarado. Shout out to David Alvarado. I won, son. And I was like, he was my dude. And I was like, I'm going to take you from him. That's funny because it's true.
How did she know your nickname?
Huh?
How did she know your nickname?
She had a crush on me since the third grade.
Shut the front door. Oh, wow. That's so sweet. Yeah.
Oh. I didn't believe it until we've been dating for like a year or two, and then I got into her journal, her diary, controlling. I got into her journal.
I love that you're
and
so
I read
your name in the journal.
I read it, and then as I went through, I was like, yo. And then I talked to her about it. And she said, yes, I had a crush on you since the third grade, and I didn't want to talk to you because you look mean.
Wow.
I was a tough kid. I was a knucklehead. Wow.
And you've been married 17 years now.
In April, 17 years.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
22 years.
22 years. Awesome. Wow.
Yeah, she tried to get rid of me a couple times. I wasn't going to let that.
You like, nope. Mm-hmm. You can't go together. Nowhere. Click, clink, click, clink. I love it. Now, speaking of best friends, Molly and Issa. I think the last episode, when they had the conversation about her needing professional help, and
that was funny.
It was like, I think out of all of like the episodes that we've tried to recreate, we've recreated some episodes. That one was like the best one because I felt like it was so real. Like Issa was really trying to like tell her, like, you know what, did it work?
Like, but you know what,
she was trying to tiptoe around it, but like. So
but for a moment there, when she asked that question, I thought, is Issa asking for herself?
That's interesting.
Yeah, just for a split second when she said, did she say it works? Remember when she asked that?
Okay, yes.
And I was like, is Issa inquiring for herself? And then the conversation went on and Molly said, you know, what are you trying to say?
But sometimes that's the best way. Like, if you make it so that, like,
I probably need some of that. And then that would have gave Molly the opening to be like, girl, really? I mean, like,
would you do
it? If you would do it, I'd do it.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. You want to do it together?
Yes.
I mean, tons of stuff, me and my wife, like, we adverse to, and then I said, well, I was thinking about it. Oh, yeah, me too. We're going to do salsa because of it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. I want to take it to a salsa class. I want to get closer. And I brought it up, and then it was something that I don't think either one of us would have brought up. But then I said, hey, what about salsa? And then she's like, ooh, yeah. And I was like, yeah, well, I'll do it if you do it. Yeah, let's go. Let's do it together. Let's do the salsa class. Mm-hmm. And boom. Therapy. Everybody need therapy. Everybody can get some therapy.
I think so.
You can be all together. Therapy still do you right.
Yes.
You
just need somebody to dump on. They know everything about one another anyway, so they could have gone together.
Totally. Yeah. They could have gone together. And especially, like, I think because this episode is called Broken, because I was, like, watching it, and it makes you realize some stuff about yourself. I was like, that's what I do. So, I definitely think a lot of people could use therapy, but having the conversation to tell somebody they need
that
therapy
is
a hard one for sure.
Well, that was a really tough conversation they had at the truck, right? That last conversation that they had when they got into the fight, and Molly tells Issa, you don't deserve Lawrence. And then she says, are you mad? Because I can keep a man.
Yes.
Or did she say? She said, keep a nigga, actually.
She
went hard on her.
She went all the way in.
Yeah, that was a great
petty
scene.
Petty and sharp.
Yes. Like, it should have been called petty as.
Yes. And I was wondering, because we saw the scene where Daniel and Issa were having that argument in the window, and then you see Lawrence is watching. Mm-hmm. When they were having that argument, I was like, did he hear that conversation where she said that you effed another man and you don't even deserve him? I was like, because he put it together so easily with the text message, seeing them in the window, and then talking to him at the valet.
It's just different.
He just kind of...
People don't realize that's how you get... you're acting different.
Yes.
Mm. You're just doing different stuff. You're in a routine.
Yep.
And then you go outside the routine.
Completely.
And now suspicion is everywhere right now.
It should be.
Like women have women intuition. Men, we have our intuitions as well. And if you see another brother lacking yours, you can tell.
Yeah.
You can definitely tell. So when he knew, when he asked him like, well, yo, why are you with We Got Y'all? And he was like, I don't have a
connection. What's your connection?
Yeah, and he was like, I don't have one anymore. It's like, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. And then you leave it mad. And you just because you just talked to my girl.
Uh huh. Oh, yep. Yeah. Already, it, that's it right there. Okay. I already know what's up. And you acting funny, and it's a text on the thing. What?
And you angry?
Woo! And Molly left too. Like he figured that out. He was like, "Why? Where's Molly?"
Oh yeah, but you know, and let's. Lawrence is a smart dude.
He's very smart.
He's extremely intelligent. Yes. And he doesn't roll with like a dumb click. He's a smart guy. So he just, oh, man. Mm-hmm.
And when you get to that point, and you don't want to come across as assuming. So when she came to the house and she was like, who is Daniel?
Right.
He didn't say, did you? No. Mm-hmm. He was like, yo, who is Daniel?
Well, and then she was stuttering. Yep. And her voice started cracking.
That stutter right there, getting caught off guard. Yeah. Man.
It's not that. Yeah. It was asking the question. Yeah. What? Wow, you heard me. He asked her, and he was like, what?
That's that role reversal. That's normally the girl.
That's like,
no, it's not. No, it's not. What it is, she get that's time to think. What she got to say. What? Repeat it. 2 more seconds.
No, I'm saying that's normally. No, I'm saying that's normally what the girl or woman saying. Yeah. So who's Vanessa? What?
What? That give me like 2 or 3 seconds. I'm like, what?
What? No, I didn't. It wasn't clear when you said it before. What? Who now?
I heard the girl name.
Yeah, Vanessa. Yeah.
Yes. Vanessa. 3 more seconds.
Funny you should ask, because I was just going to tell you. Yeah.
We work out at the gym.
We work out at the gym.
You're getting the seconds down, man. Yeah.
You want me to cook something?
You thirsty? And that's exactly what she started doing.
See what happened was. That's when we get down.
You're like, you caught. You done.
Yeah.
I saw the pictures.
It's not me.
Speaking of Molly and Issa, though, I definitely want to say I love that friendship because. Just the fact they was mad at each other, but when
and
they were
still,
in the hot tub,
the and phone Issa call was the best.
Back. They
still got each other back. That's true friendship.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the phone call, like the initial phone call, you could hear that Molly was mad. She was like, gotta go, click. Like she hung up on her, like, and that's never happened. And Issa could tell, like, she was still trying to get through it. Like, I'm just calling you to let you know that you're tax deductible. She was like, I did that last year. I know what
that
is.
Well, that's the passive aggressive that she always talks about, right? I'm going to call you and pretend like nothing happened.
Yeah.
And we're just going to pick back up where we left off. Uh-huh. And Molly's had one too many of those. She wasn't buying it.
She's like, I'm done.
I read today. It's funny she said. I read today a little thing on it. It says a true friend is a person that knows you're putting on a performance, but stays to watch the show.
Mm. And that's what she. That's exactly what she said in the hot tub. Exactly
at the doctor's office today for this other movie I'm doing. And I was like, I read that. I was like, that's good stuff right there.
That's
a great motivation.
I'm surprised
Monday.
I remember. I'm getting sharper.
Yeah,
with my age.
No, that's a good quote. But I definitely love. Kind of even when they were in the hot tub and you see, you know, everybody's picking on Molly because she kind of realizes now I am really broken. Like, I'm the Molly that don't really give a, you know, this is the new Molly. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Issa was kind of encouraging her like, yeah, you are. So what does that mean? And then when you see Tiffany and Kelly try to go in.
Right.
She's like, no, don't talk about my friend. Like,
I can talk about it.
Yeah, I can talk about it, but you can't.
Because she didn't look at Molly. Yeah, she didn't look at Molly. She just like, I got you. Like, I know you feel this energy right here. I got you, girl. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think she just did it because she was just trying to make up with Molly. I think she would have dated whether they was arguing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Because you saw that even in the club where she was like trying to check her in a nice way. Like, you going to talk to the little baby?
That boy was so young.
He was so young. 16, barely 18.
That baby.
Yo, did you see that smile on him this morning?
Oh, my God.
That was hilarious.
He was that was uncomfortable for me.
Uncomfortable. You like, that looks like my son.
Stop it, man.
I wasn't sure he was 18.
Is he 18?
I'm
sure he's my son's 18. My oldest is 18. He looked like.
First of all,
I can't even remember the last time I took my pants off like that. So I don't even know why she, when she saw that, she should have been like,
Bye, little
just
baby.
Just go, boy.
Bye, baby.
Oh, what's wrong? Oh, this
is... But I was laughing. Do you want me to play some music?
Oh, that's what had me feel me. I wanted to give him a hug and say, baby, just
no.
Stop.
Yeah. Right, please.
Stop.
Yeah.
But it also speaks to Molly's character because it didn't deter her not
at
one.
All.
Yeah, once she get focused on something.
But that's when she realized when she was taking Issa home, she was like, you were right about me. I mean, she knew that.
It took her a minute, though.
Hey, sometimes you have to go put the hand on the hot stove and
she got third-degree burns from this
one. Yeah, she
did. That little baby.
She did.
She is a determined woman, though, so when she just puts her mind at something, she obviously goes in and just does it, right? I mean, she's a lawyer. She's top of her game out there. You know.
She's like Will Smith, right?
But there's no thought, right? I mean, there's no... For her, it's interesting, right? She's this... successful
lawyer.
Mm-hmm. But she's so, it's not that she wants to be in a relationship, she's just so over the top dehydrated and desperate.
Yes,
right, that's what we call it.
We call it dehydrated. Yeah,
she is so yes
like she loses all sense of reality and making any type of decision when it comes to having a man in her life.
Yeah.
So you think of this person who, as an attorney, has to be a very logical thinker, mm-hmm. right? Because they argue facts and they have to be able to put very complex things together. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to her personal relationship, there's just like nothing.
It's just broken.
It's just, yeah.
But do you think it's that she...
Her and Chad don't, Her and Chad don't never need to get in the same room.
Okay, as you were talking...
That's interesting.
As you were talking, I was sitting here thinking to myself, like, does Chad and Molly have, like, not together.
You don't think so? No, I think that would be interesting.
He's with girl. So he's
but that ain't going to last because she's married.
That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
I'm just letting you know.
I mean, as far as friends.
He gets engaged frequently. He just...
I can so see that.
But he doesn't... I don't ever really see Chad really, really interact with Molly. Like, it's always when he comes in the scene with Molly. Though.
That would be an interesting pairing.
I mean, well, they're married. I mean, because...
They're mirror images
of... Oh, my God. Molly, you know what that reminds me of?
Mm-hmm. You know.
Chad, what's the movie with Terrence Howard? Remember Terrence Howard, The Wedding? Is it my best friend?
Oh,
when he gets together with the chick at the end.
Oh, you talking about when Terrence Knight.
I know what you're talking about.
Was it the wedding movie? And he had slept with, well, just Regina. I just worked with her.
Yes.
Shout out to your ugly dog, Zeus. Yeah, Gina, if you had killed me on this, Zeus, I'm going to punch him in his teeth.
Reminds me of that final scene when they wake up together, right? Because you take these two people.
Yeah, right.
And then they end up
like best friends. No,
best man.
And they did two or three of them.
Yes.
I love every last one. Yes,
but that in that very first one, that final scene when Terrence Howard wakes
and they
up,
ended up and they were like, "Oh,
and
we messed up."
And they look at one another and start screaming. Ah! Yes.
Well, what I'm supposed to
that
do?
That would be Chad and Molly.
I think
he might be good for her though.
No.
Okay, maybe not. You're like, you're not the matchmaker.
So driven and so successful, but so fundamentally broken in so many ways.
She needs what?
Jared.
She definitely needs Jared. Okay, now that's an interesting question because I was having this conversation with a ton of people because that idea of...
I'll tell you why.
I don't know if I could get over that instant. Like, even her seeing...
Oh, him being with the man?
Yeah, even just the thought of that. And I think it's a cultural thing because I think it is a double standard. And there's, like, I think there's experimenting. And when you experiment, that's one thing. Like, you know, because when you experiment with something, you're like, oh, I either like it or I don't like it. And I think the confusion comes in is when you don't make a decision and you don't give me that information that you're even experimenting, and that's where the problem comes in. Like,
but he gave her the information
and told her he didn't like it.
Yeah,
and said it right then and there. Right. He was just like,
not for me.
Not for me.
Yeah,
but you can.
She
do it.
Immediately because she just told him the same thing.
Right,
and that was like flipping on the script.
But
like, can
for
you handle
men,
this?
Men see women together as being sexy.
Yeah,
women
exactly.
do
wasn't
not
always
see two
way.
Men as being sexy.
Wasn't always that way.
I don't think so. I think
wasn't
it's always
that way.
Been
no,
way.
Women used to. We were just watching a true story on it last night.
What was
of
the true
a woman
story?
Who was the pastor? She was the pastor's wife, and they had a little thing with the girls with the women. This is like in the 40s. And the women would get together and have little, you know, speakeasy parties. And then one dude found out that she was kissing another woman. He kicked her out. And then she got with this other family that they shamed her and they tried to beat her. And
oh, my
gosh.
Yeah,
they said she needed to be killed. And she actually ended up killing the wife. She ended up killing the wife of the dude that she had to live in their house because she was homeless. She lost everything because she was thrown to the curb. The pastor threw her to the curb, away from her kids and everything. She wound up killing that woman because that woman came on to her, and you know she flipped out because of it. And they threw the book at her because you know she was gay and she was black, and they were just like at that time. I mean, if you were a gay woman, it wasn't a cool thing. You were like treated like crap. And I asked my wife. I said, when did it become sexy for men then? Because
probably in the 70s.
You said for men?
For men. I'm saying for women being together
is sexy.
I think it was the 60s, 70s.
Because when you're talking about smoking weed,
how they think.
Acid, weed,
counterculture,
freedom.
But that's when our civil rights started moving. All at the same time, all this stuff, this counterculture, which was civil rights, it's just free love and all that stuff. I think that's when it did happen, because at a certain point, you could get beaten, stoned, and killed for being a gay woman or man. Either way, it wasn't no like, ooh, my wife liked to play around. No, it was like, for shame.
Right. You know? Mm-hmm. Which is interesting because I have my mom's friend's daughter went to India, and she said they have a whole population of like kind of transgender people that kind of like are homeless, and they're considered almost kind of like gods. Like they're homeless, but people give them money because it's like something you don't see every day. And I was like, that's so interesting. Like, she had a video, and it was a man that had long hair and makeup, and I was like, wow. But in India, out of all places, I would have never guessed that that would be something that was, like, acceptable in that culture.
Let me ask you this. So you're saying that if a guy, like, if Jerry would have said, I still experiment, or I have experimented multiple times, would you still would have wanted Molly to continue to date him?
Experimented multiple times.
Like, if you experiment multiple times,
that's you gay.
You gay.
You just bisexual,
you gay, or whatever you want to call it. However, though, the fact
you know,
that
experiment, you made a decision.
Exactly. My point is that, okay, so if he literally told you, just said the same thing, he told you the same thing you just told him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Was that something you would want someone that you're dating to tell you? Like, if they only did it once, they know they didn't like it, would you want them to tell you?
That was, because she did say
me
that.
Me personally, no.
We did say.
That was funny. That was a funny game. Yeah. Is that a real game? I don't know. We'll have to ask that later. I don't know. I would want you to tell me. I don't know if I could personally date someone who has experience.
You couldn't handle it.
I couldn't handle it.
So you won't want him to tell you is what you're saying?
I would want him
don't
to
ask,
tell me.
Don't tell.
Wait, I mean, see, that's the point. But see, that's the point. If he tells you, you're not going to end up, but everything else could be in place because everything was in place for her with Jerry.
It was, absolutely.
But because he said that, she was like,
well, was it really in place? He didn't go to college.
Right.
Well, it was getting there. That's true. It was getting there, though.
He was smashing. That's what was going on.
But it was getting there. She liked him. It was.
But yeah, they had great conversation.
Great chemistry.
And then she cooked for the dude. Like, come on.
But she cooked for him.
She just immediately got.
But she would cook for anybody.
She would. No.
Come on, Molly.
No, she didn't cook, remember? Because when she called Issa, she was like, and Issa was like, what are you doing?
Well, who's
she was
been
like,
around long enough for her to cook for him?
Exactly.
Well, that's her fault. That's her fault.
Who, Molly's fault?
Yes.
Yeah, she immediately goes to the thirst.
Yeah.
You know, so Dennis' character was like cool.
She's dehydrated.
She is.
Man,
she is. She's parched.
She's so thirsty, my throat is dry.
Damn, I need some water now, just thinking about
just thinking about that. This is that is so interesting because it is such a double standard. It's but we have so many double standards. Mm-hmm. You know, men make more money than women on the dollar.
Right,
so, like,
right.
Yeah,
78 cents.
That's
what it is.
More like
it's not right.
Yeah,
that's not right.
78 cents. And in some states, it's like 64 cents.
Yeah, no.
So how do you feel about Issa telling him that she's not going to come home to Monday, so he can go home and have, you know, the apartment to his place to himself, and then
was interesting because when I saw that scene, I thought she was walking in, and then that was their bedroom, and then I realized I was like, I watched it four times. I was like, that was the key.
I think she was trying to be nice.
I think she was trying to be nice, and she was trying to get him to at least come home and talk to her. Kind of like the role reversal when she was at Rite Aid buying the panties. Like, they were both being very passive-aggressive with each other. Like, he knew he was mad. She didn't want to give him space because I think as a woman, you know, if you mess up, he's out there and he's going to find somebody else to kind of make up or try to get over you. So she was trying to do whatever she could to get him to come home.
Get him to that apartment.
Yeah.
Right. Which is why she jumped in the car and said, somebody's got to take
me. Absolutely.
Like, I think he's going to do it, right? Because he never really said he was going to go there.
I wouldn't like that because I still need time. Like, if you told me Monday, in my mind, I'm giving myself till Monday to talk to you. So if you just pop up on me because you want to talk, that's going to make the situation worse.
Yeah, which is funny because you could
see. Because you're forcing me to talk now.
Yeah.
Right, she was.
And even when he said, when they were on the phone at the strip club and she said, he said, you already asked me that. Like, you could tell he was still like, leave me alone. I love you, but.
He said, I miss you.
Yeah, like, give me.
Soft R&B. All right, that's what
that'll
talk.
My point is, I didn't
have that conversation.
I like
that. I didn't get the phone call, though. Like, if you're saying you're gonna leave her, why did you call and tell her that you miss her?
Because he does miss her.
He did miss her.
I mean, but why go home and leave and take his stuff and
leave? It's not his fault that she cheated. You know what I'm saying?
Because he does love her. He
loves
her.
Yeah. He's the good dude.
He is a great
dude. But he needs
a
space. He realizes when he gets there, he can't be there. He needs that space.
Oh, my God.
But you can at least change the sheets, brother.
You're not gonna
do your thing and leave the bed just like it is and take all your stuff off the wall, all your stuff out the closet.
Took the pillow, left what you just
made your mistake on the bed, same bed.
That was Tasha's bed.
They were at Tasha's place. That was a completely different bed.
They were at Tasha's
bed.
He took the stuff out of there.
So I missed that.
Over the Tasha's.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding. My couch, Chad's couch, wasn't as comfortable as he wanted to be in.
Got it.
Apparently, Tasha was much more comfortable.
Right.
Got it. See, that was tripping. That was.
Oh, you thought he did it and then left.
Yeah, got his stuff.
No. He was.
That would be a slap in the face.
Y'all correct me for wrong. I need to go look at that again. But I feel like they're in the same place.
Because
how you gonna put the same lap in the same stuff on the wall with the same dresser and the same bed sheets?
Oh no! If you look at Issa and Lawrence's bedroom, they don't even have a headboard. And then the room that he was in, because I couldn't look at anything else other than the headboard. Let me put my shades back on. My eyes are starting to hurt again.
Burning. It's all of
that. No, it's definitely.
It was a different room.
I watched it three times.
I love
four
that
times.
I got out
like,
of that series
was,
without any of that.
Yeah.
I love that because my wife pointed out, she's like, you know, everybody showed their butt on this.
They did.
Everybody
except for you.
The player.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Well,
it was in there.
The devil's
and got
advocate.
Cut.
He was over there. In Lawrence's ear.
Well, that's exactly
he
who he is. He's that friend, right?
Yeah.
He's like, you want to, you want to stay home?
Yeah.
We stay home. Yeah. Well, you want to go to the club? We'll go to the club.
Yeah.
What you want to do?
Mm-hmm. I mean, but that's a good friend to me, though.
That is
because he's allowing you because he's allowing you to make you still make you know you make your own decisions.
Yeah, right? But so, he gonna be down.
I'm giving to you.
No matter what, you want to go over here with all these girls and do what we you do. It's fine.
Right. It's like a father. Like a father.
Like a father. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to do this? Oh, you sure you want to do this? Oh, we can do this.
We can go.
You can do it now. You can
right now.
You know.
Yeah, I think.
That's a really bad father.
No,
it's not a bad
it's
father.
It's a supportive
dysfunctional.
Father.
No.
Dysfunctional?
No.
Yes.
No.
You want to tell
my dad
your
kid. Said you want to be a doctor, and I was like, yeah, I want to be a doctor. And he's like, all right, go for it. You can do whatever you want. And I was like, I don't want to be a doctor no more. He said, what you want to do? You want to be an actor? Go ahead, go be an actor. Be the best actor you can be. Go. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You
that's
sure?
not the same situation.
Yeah.
Come on,
it's
not
it's support
same.
No matter what.
You still that's give him the.
But you know, you give him the. Well, Chad's not gonna do that. Chad's not gonna say like, just so you know, if you do this, bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
Right.
A father is gonna say like,
exactly.
Just so you
there
know,
are
if
the
you
consequences,
do this,
consequences, or here's
here are
yes.
the consequences.
Right.
Still good.
Right.
Just but
so
we
you
just
know.
We just all said Lawrence is a grown, smart man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you give him his cars and let him deal with him.
Yeah, I know what
you're
doing.
Himself.
You know.
Yeah,
know
but a friend would have said
you.
It. I think a friend could say it.
Females would.
No. Obviously.
Oh, a guy wouldn't. A guy wouldn't say it.
Chad's not that guy.
Yeah.
Chad's
Chad
not an emotional.
Not that guy.
That's why when he called him and he would talk about his feelings. Like,
yes.
Hey, man, I'm kind of down. Like,
I'm watching the game.
I'm watching the game.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love you, but I'm watching the game. You need some money?
Right.
You want to come stay at my house? Any of that.
Yeah.
But talk about feelings.
Yeah, that's not something men do.
Because Chad don't live within feelings like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even
right
his
away.
Rationale
yeah.
was
yeah.
like, when you know, you know. Plus the head is crazy.
That
does that sound like a
that
deep,
was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Deep,
yeah.
Like,
after he had just checked out the waitress.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
checked out the other one when she went around the side.
That's
so I was like, I didn't know I did that.
I was watching too when she got
like,
up with the jeans on. I was like, I wonder if Chad going to look over there.
Yep,
kind of
he sure
like
did.
He was like a cut.
All right, cool. But,
I mean, but I don't see nothing is wrong with that.
Nah, he go marry.
As long as you don't see it.
Leah.
But think about it. Molly had that conversation with Issa. after Issa had been with, right? She yes. was, the whole time she was telling Issa, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you have someone at home, go home and try to fix what you have, yep. right?
There's a woman.
And then that's, even yeah. afterwards, but Molly was still woman. Saying, what are you doing?
But y'all talk about feelings. We don't do that.
No.
We don't sit around and talk about feelings. If we talk about feelings, the only feelings we talk about is anger.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. Yes. We talk so about like, I tell my wife all the time, you know that feeling that you get once a month where you get so mad that you want to break me? Like, you just get mad. It just happens once a month. I'm just saying. Like, it happens. Not to every woman, but once a month, most. You like can't, all of a sudden you can't take things and you just get really, really upset. That's us 24/7.
Yeah.
That's man 24/7. We had to live with that.
Oh, wow. That's a good analogy.
It is us 24/7. That's thank how we, and we but it's cool because we learn to live with it. And we
so
don't
why
talk
are feelings
about feelings
so hard
so
for men?
Because we don't have as many receptors as women do.
And I think you're socialized different. You're
and like
socialized.
I said before, yeah, but we compartmentalize
everything. It's a fact.
Men compartmentalize everything. Once we get something, we automatically say, okay, this we're not going to deal with that? Oh, okay, boom.
We have more feelers, but we don't actually, we're exercise. Sensitive. We're more mm-hmm. sensitive, but we don't
just
have as many.
Just don't
communication
want
to receptors to be mm-hmm. able to express it, so we don't do all the talking. If men had to give birth, it wouldn't be no babies.
Sure
we
not.
Would die in birth, like the first month. We just die. You know what I'm saying? Women are so much, you know, the way they handle pain is so much different. I mean, we're supposed to be the tough ones, but really, we're actually way more sensitive. We don't express it that well.
And we find other ways to release
anger.
To release
the anger.
We call on aggression.
That's what I do. That's why, the gym is
dudes
so
call
good.
On aggression. I ain't even get a locker room talk. But our locker room talk consists of just angry stuff.
Oh my God.
You know, to talk about what this dude cut you off or what you would have did with this cat or this cat that tried to run a break on you. And you
really?
Yeah, it doesn't that's consist so of anything. Like, no, like, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the way she doing me, man, it just makes me feel like alone. Are you kidding me? You're not going to have that conversation. You're not having that conversation. You're like, yo, I almost bust dude upside the head, man.
Yo.
You know,
like that's the talk for real. We're
that's
not talking
real,
about, oh, she's so emotional. I'm so emotional. I mean, she just made me so happy. No, we're not, man.
Nah. It's not. Yeah. And I love my wife to death, but we're not talking about like how much I love my wife or how, oh man, she was so cute today and blah, blah, blah. No.
And that's all women talk about.
That's
all
exactly.
Talk about.
Precisely.
All
so that's why
about.
Molly does check her and say this and that, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah.
She does.
Dudes are far less apt to be like, hey, man, so you know if you do this, you know, you probably going, this is going to happen, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Not going to.
Nah,
never.
Like, what you talking about? Let's go.
Yes. Especially if y'all friends, because you know your friend, and you know your friend is not dumb. And if you know you have a dumb friend, then I'll be like,
yeah,
yo, bro, do this, whatever. One sentence. I'm not going to go and I'm not going to explain it to you. I'm just going to tell you one sentence, bro, and then I'll let you go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
So if you do it, you do it. But the smart ones, I'm like, bro, you sure you want to do that?
Yeah.
Let's go.
See, that's good. At least, are you sure you want to do that?
But he said it was a dumb friend.
That was a dumb friend.
That's a dumb friend.
Yeah. That's
definitely the dumb
friend. If your friends, like true friends, you know your friend is dumb or not.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Like for real.
Okay. I mean, you got your friends, and then you got the dudes that kind of hang down the peripherally around your friends.
Everybody's not your friend. Everybody's
not
your
acquaintance.
That's
true. Acquaintance.
Right.
And you know, most of the time, I don't even bother. I just like, all right, I'm going to go this way.
Yes.
But you handle that.
Yeah. That's why you don't go to every holiday party and every party.
Yeah,
you don't go to every party.
And get drunk.
You don't need to do, you know the friend that you got to give a disclaimer for before they come to the party. Like,
right, exactly.
All right, y'all know Mike coming.
So who coming? Exactly.
So y'all know, like, one drink, man. Just
Max, put some
one.
And who babysitting? We pick out who babysitting.
Yeah, like.
We pick out who doing it, who turn. I ain't. That's y'all.
Yeah,
I ain't doing that.
I love it. So.
Wow.
Season 2, we're so excited.
We are.
Is there something that you want to tell us about that's coming up for you? I know you've said a couple of things that you're working on, a couple of different projects. Can you share? Can you not share?
Okay. I just finished Naked with Marlon Wayans and Regina Hall. A bunch of people, Dave Sheridan, and all these great guys who were in it. It's a romantic comedy. It's a remake. It's kind of like Groundhog Day.
Okay.
Oh,
so he wakes up in an elevator.
Oh wow.
And he's got an hour to get to his wedding. He wakes up naked. Oh. He has an hour to get. It's a romantic comedy. Very good. It's gonna be on Netflix next year. My movie Sandcastle, which is another true story, set in Iraq. It's a war drama. It's really dope. Got a lot of great guys in it: Henry Cavill and Nicholas Holt. And right now I'm filming Labyrinth. with Johnny Depp and
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's the story of the real story of Detective Poole, who figured out what was going on with Biggie's murder.
Oh,
and who was really behind it? And I play Rafa Perez. You might know him. Mm-hmm. Denzel based mm-hmm. Training Day off of him. And they had a show called The Shield that was based off him. He's the guy that blew apart Rampart. So I'm playing a pretty horrible
dude.
Yeah. And my show Dirk Gently on BBC America has got the last two episodes coming, but you can watch it on BBC America.
Nice.
Online. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So your social media handle one more time.
The number one and then Neil Brown Jr.
Neil Brown Jr.
Yeah, for both Instagram and Twitter.
And that's N-E-I-L.
N-E-I-L. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
It
you
is.
You have to correct that.
You
okay.
Got it correct.
Not N-E-A-L.
Right.
No, that's crazy.
Or N-E-E.
Right, like, what? N-E-A-L, that's my coach. Shout out to Dennis.
So thank you guys for watching. And if you haven't seen HBO Insecure Season 1, get it now. Check it out on HBO Now. I did. You could do it. And... yeah, season 2. Stay tuned. I'm Madison Chase, and you can find me at Madison Chase Fit.
I'm Paula Bryan Ellis. I have so enjoyed being a part of season 1. Excited about season 2. Mm-hmm. You can catch me on Twitter or Instagram, P. Bryant Ellis.
What was that pause about? Were you about to cry?
See, there go that emotion again that we talked about.
Madison Fit. She was like,
I know. She's like, it's
so
right.
I can't believe it's over. It's
so right, Paul. It's so right. Anyways, you can catch me on all social media handles as well. That's Cortez G West, and we'll see you at season 2.
Yes,
right.
We will. Season 2. HBO Insecure. Issa Rae.
Chad will return.
Season 2. Watch it.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.